on fish or vegetables. It brings out the flavor.
Every Wednesday here on Indy, it's the Johnny Athens Variety Hour.
Right here on this stage, it's probably the world's greatest concentration of sinners in any one spot.
You got to be good or bad is the devil.
Let's try it one more once.
Indy 115, this is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Thank you so much for joining me once again. It is a pleasure to be here broadcasting live from the top of the Niagara Escarpment. We had Henry Mancini there to kick off today's program with Turtles, an original composition by the man himself. Originally debuted on Henry Mancini 67, that album there. And you know what? It is quite a day in the news. There's a man, Ken Woroshuk, in Edmonton, Alberta. Of course, what other Edmonton would he be coming from? And he left his vehicle running. He was parked with his truck, and inside the car was the dog to stay warm. And I guess this was a few months old, perhaps when it was a bit cooler, but He just popped in. He left the truck running. He was just getting something real quick from wherever he was going. And someone stole the truck, apparently. And as a result, they took everything. Everything was gone. The truck, the trailer, and his dog, Nick. So Ken, the owner of the dog, that's the owner. Nick is the dog. Eventually, the thief dropped off the dog somewhere, and it was found. I don't know if Nick found his way home or if Ken found his way to wherever Nick was. Perhaps the owners can sniff out a dog just like a dog can sniff out the owner. Who knows? But they reunited. So for Ken, that was all that mattered. So that was a little nice heartwarming story I caught in the news today. As well, there is a bread maker in North Carolina, and she goes by Blondie and Rye on social media, but it's made by Hannah. And apparently, this is the best thing since sliced bread, because people don't even want to cut her loaves, because she carves into them with a special blade. She etches into them little patterns of leaves and flowers and what have you, and sometimes she'll adorn them with cut-up vegetables and fruit on top, which just sounds like a fancy way of saying focaccia that someone fiddled with, or perhaps some pie that someone's been pattering with. But anyways, you can check her out. She makes lots of different bagels, pumpernickels, sourdoughs, so much more. So that's Blondie and Rye on social media if you want to check that out. Of course, we do have a musician here that we would like to highlight for this week, and it is Robert Diak, which we did talk about him. I can't remember if it was last week or the week before, but Robert Diak is debuting an album, Small Bridges, which he was inspired to write after the flooding in southern Ontario here. So it's a really wonderful track, and there's a lot of fun stuff on it. It's a big album with 14 tracks. He has all original compositions written by him, and it's really some great stuff, featuring Brandon Davis on the bass, Jacob Thompson on piano, Patrick O'Reilly on guitar, and then, of course, Robert Diak himself is on the drums and synthesizer. And having listened to this album a couple times now, it really is a lot of fun. It's definitely powered by emotion and thought of his inspiration with the flooding and whatnot, what happens there. I mean, it's called Small Bridges. The album art is this really beautiful watercolor that looks like water flowing under a bridge. So it's really nice. And there's a couple tracks that contrast each other. One of them, especially in the beginning, Plex is the second track, then Depth is the third. And Plex is so big, so boisterous, but then Depth is really serene and quiet. So I thought we would take a look at another track on here, just because it's just so much fun. And it will be coming out, this album, on August 19th, everywhere you get your music. So just stay tuned. Right now we're going to play one of the later tracks, which has a bit more of that thoughtfulness as well as a lot of the energy I was talking about. There's a lot of fun energy, you know, despite being inspired by, I guess, a somewhat serious topic. There's always that part after the disaster where you get to go back to normal and have some fun. So from Robert Diak's brand new Small Bridges, coming out August 19th, as I mentioned, is Los Othar, here on Indie 115.
find it out.
It's not where you come from, it's where you're going. It's not where you come from, it's where you're going.
Going that counts. Black orphan girl,
born in Virginia.
Boy, she could win a million hearts
with a single song.
Where there is love and inspiration, I just don't think that you can go wrong. Go in the counts.
Oh, in the counts.
Know where you come from.
Know where you come from. It is where you're going that counts.
Skin up a little boo, you move it. It's where you're going when that counts. Why should it matter?
Are we supposed to be
humankind? Haters be like,
pause it in the water.
Why can't they open up their minds? It's not where you come from, it's where you're going. It's not where you come from, it's where you're going.
Indy 115, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. We are back. Had a nice big break there with some music by Robert Diak, as we talked about. And then that was followed up by Avatar with A Safe Space for Children from their Juno Award-winning album this year. So that's a fresh track and a top track, too. Very good album. And then that was followed by Ori Dagan with the Going That Counts for Ella Fitzgerald, I guess a song he's dedicated to her. And that's another album that received a lot of attention. And I remember when we premiered it, and then I remember getting some follow-up news about it, like this was just a month or so ago, you know, and saying that it had been doing very well. And I can't remember what the award was that it had won or was nominated for, but it's doing very well. So that's Ori Dagan. Be sure to check all three of those out. They're all great stuff. Avatar, Robert Diak, and Ori Dagan. And then it's funny because those three were all songs I remember this year presenting on the show. So now we have another one, of course. The music doesn't stop coming in, and we can say without a doubt that I don't mind, and I'm sure you don't either. I hope you don't, because you tune into the radio, you know, some people turn it on, they're expecting to see something, not how it works. You can only hear things on the radio, and even then, most people just hear. So there we have, and this new track is with, it's a duet, actually, and it's a husband and wife duet. How cute, how wonderful, a wonderful anniversary gift. I guess after years of forgetting that they were married, perhaps this is just to make it up for everything, to hash over all those rough spots with Christian Hoff and Melissa Hoff. He, you may recognize the name Christian Hoff, because he is actually a Tony Award-winning Jersey boy. Yes, and he's recording the song We Talk Without Words with his wife. Now, if I may say something, talking without words is rather difficult in radio business. And to be honest, in their duet, I'm not sure they did too well about that either, considering that there are two of them singing one song. That seems like a lot of words. Anyhow, it's a very great and sentimental duet. It's very reminiscent of those classic duets way back in the day. And from a man who has this kind of has lived the dream in showbiz and theater doing Jersey Boys, a really great show. I know it had played in Toronto and in Hamilton, too, I believe. A really great show. And he brings all of that to the stage, you know. With the two Grammy Award-winning cast members in Jersey Boys, plus the overall performance-winning Tony, like, Christian has shown his talent, and that's no different here. And his wife is very talented as well. They pair very nicely together. I'm assuming most husband and wives hope they do, and they show it. They're showing it to the world. This single does come out on August 19th, so you can check it out. And though it is just a single, it is a duet, as we mentioned. So without further ado, here on Indie 115, I bring you the perfectly even couple of Christian Hoff and Melissa Hoff. We talk without words.
Plie,
releve,
what more need I say? Arms in fifth,
change to third,
without a single word. We talk without words, we speak without sound. A friendship begins as we dance round and round. Pirouette here,
a tour jeté there.
How foolish I was to have any fear.
How foolish I was to have any fear. It's easy as pie.
Just give it a chance.
You hear with your eye.
You speak with a prance.
It's crazy perhaps, but why should we care? As we leap from the ground to soar through the air. As we leap from the ground to soar through the air.
No boxing, no boasting, no shouting, no screeching or debate. There's no surly, sassy, catty, cutting, crummy comments to translate. No tit for tat replies, no need for stupid lies. And not one single slur, cause we both prefer to talk without words, yet we understand. Turn of a head,
the wave of a hand.
Our tongues need not move to make our thoughts known. It's magic, of course, this talk all our own. It's magic, of course, this talk all our own.
Yeah. I saw this stranger leave my path, and this made me awful sad.
I don't blame you.
But in the meantime, I was getting real mad.
You had a right to me.
And I said, baby, what explanation do you have?
What she said?
She said, next time. I said, there'll be no next time. That was the last time for me.
You told her right, and I'm very proud of you.
Man, I grabbed my hat and I headed for the door.
Yeah, don't come back here.
I knew I wouldn't be back there no more.
You're doing the right thing, Sam.
Up walked the landlord, a real cool gent.
What did he say?
He said, hey, Sam, how about the rent?
And what you told him?
I said, next time. He said, there'll be no next time. You're coming up right now.
Don't give him nothing, Sam. Pay no attention to him.
Man, I jumped through that window and my feet hit the ground.
You was traveling fast.
I figured I'd better get out of town.
Wow, how was you going?
Well, when I arrived at the airport,
uh-oh,
there was that man. Failure to support.
What are you saying?
I said, next time. He said, there'll be no next time. You're going to see the judge right now.
You shouldn't have gone to the airport.
But he took me to see that little friend of mine.
Who, that little fella?
District judge.
I remember him.
Room 229.
Yeah, he was crazy.
He said, Sam.
What did he say?
Your payments are way behind.
$100.
I said, don't worry, judge. It won't happen next time.
And what did he say?
He said, next time. There'll be no next time. You're gonna jail right now.
You shouldn't have gone to the airport. I'm surprised at it. Surprised at it.
He put me in a padded cell.
Did they feed you?
On bread and water. And man, that was, well.
How long did it keep?
30 days later. On my way out.
Well, what you laughing about, Sam?
Here come my chick with a big fat mouth.
Well, was she alone?
A policeman had her. Was putting her in jail.
What she wanted from you?
She wanted me to go have bail.
What's a dollar?
I said, next time. There'll be no next time. That was the last time for me.
Indy 101.5, this is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Sam Butera of the Louis Prima Band, longtime collaborators together with There'll Be No Next Time. Before that, we had Kamasi Washington with Final Thought, a great single from his album The Epic. And then before that, we had, of course, Christian Hoff with his wife Melissa Hoff doing their duet, We Talk Without Words, of Jersey Boy renowned fame. Very talented group of musicians there. And there's just so much going on in music, but there's still so much going on in our community as well. In Ancaster, this weekend, August 4th to 7th, so starting tomorrow and lasting all weekend, is the Tiny Home Show, which piqued my interest because I've been to home shows before, and while they are usually a bit of a yawn, if you ask me, a tiny home show, that piques my interest. Because how tiny can these homes get? And by the look at them, they're very small. If you're not familiar, tiny homes are usually really tricked out RVs or trailers. Sometimes they take just small cottages or sheds. These ones, some of the ones I'm looking at here are those freight crates, those metal freight crates, and people just kind of renovate them. They trick them out to their own needs, and it's just because sometimes a new house is too much for some people. You don't need something that big sometimes. Otherwise, sometimes people can't afford it. These are sometimes cheap alternatives because they're very self-sustaining. Otherwise, so yeah, check that out in Ancaster. It's going from Thursday to Sunday, the 4th to the 7th. And then otherwise, of course, there's always things to do in Toronto. The Caribbean Festival was, I believe, this past weekend, and the Taste of Vietnam Festival is now coming up. They also had the Indian one, I believe, last week as well. So all this food is happening in Toronto these past couple of weeks. They got the Vietnam Festival on the 5th and the 6th, and they have Jerk Fest for jerk cuisine, as one could imagine. So I guess that's kind of similar to some of the Caribbean stuff you might have seen if you went there. Nice, good chance to get it back. But this is jerk all weekend, 5th to 7th. So lots of great stuff going on. And I'm sure it will be rather busy, because Lady Gaga is on tour with her album Chromatica. And it's going to be at the Rogers Center on the 6th. And it's, you know, I'm sure it'll be very big. I mean, Lady Gaga is very, very popular, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, definitely a lot of cool things to check out. In the meantime, though, while you're waiting for all these festivals and fairs and fun festivities to happen in your surrounding neighborhoods, I recommend you stick around with us here on Indie 115 and listen to some great music. Why not? Yeah. And why don't we start you off with Sonny Rollins? Or you know what? Better yet, George Van Epps with The Nearness of You on Indie 115.
Thank you.
Indie 115. That was Jane Ira Bloom with Mark Helias from their new album With Hard Science. And then before that, we had Sonny Rollins, of course, and George Van Epps. It's been a great show. It's the end of the hour, just about. Thank you so much for tuning in once again, or if it's your first time with us, thank you so much. And if you didn't tune in, well, it's the thought that counts. All in all, it's very much appreciated. If you want to stay in touch with the show, you can check out our social medias, Johnny.Athens on Instagram and Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook. Sometimes, you know, we like to post little updates or things, new music, or if we have interviews, sometimes we put the whole interview on there and, yeah, just promote some of the music and the things that we find and that we usually present on the show. But before I go for this evening, I'll give you a weather update. Right now, it is currently 29 degrees at the top of the Niagara Escarpment. Warm, even coming in, it was 32, and I was boiling hot, and that's at 5 o'clock. So now it's 7, it's still 29 degrees. Summer is still very much with us. It will be going down to 25 tonight with a chance of showers. And then tomorrow it will stay that way roughly throughout the day. Then Friday is also supposed to rain as well at 27 degrees. And then the weekend's supposed to be nice, sunny, very hot at 30 and some overcast. So prepare yourself for some humidity coming up. That's what I see in our future. But even before that, it's Yesterday's by Artie Shaw here on Indie 115. Good night and take care.